This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
The big news of the day is that Eddie Betts is a Carlton player. He's catching up and reconnecting with a former line coach of his, who's now the coach of Carlton, David Teague. Let's have a listen to what influence that had on him getting back to the Blues.
David came across to Crows and he was our four-line coach for 3 years, 4 years, and he was our offensive coach as well, and the way that he really shaped our ball movement back then. And, you know, I think I played my best footy under David Teague when he was our forward line coach. I made 3 All-Australians in those times. And, I just can't wait to reconnect and see what he's like as a senior coach.
The men who did the deal, Stephen Silvani from the Blues. Let's first hear from him, who gave us an update on how the bets went deal went down, I should say, and what else they've got in store this trade period.
We are great. Well, a good result for your club getting Eddie Betts back on board.
Yeah, we're delighted to have him. He's a past Carlton player, but he returns after a stint at Adelaide. But we're just delighted to have Eddie Betts back at our footy club, both with his experience on the field and off the field.
And the romance of it, Eddie coming back to Carlton.
I guess there's a bit of romance there, but I think he'll bring some real potency up in our forward line. And as I said before, you know, his experience with our younger group, both on and off the field, will be fantastic.
Stephen, did you take a bit of time to come round of it? Obviously, David Teague was a big driver in an early, having coached him and then played with him as well. Did you take a little bit to get your head around it?
Not really. I mean, we debate a lot of things at list management, and we were all as one that Eddie would be a good fit for our football club, and we're just delighted to have him back.
The work goes on now, Stephen. What's any progress on potential of Tom Papley?
We're in, discussions with Sydney, so, you know, we're hopeful that we can get a deal done in the next sort of 48 hours.
Has there been any inkling that they might be relenting on that unwillingness to keep him?
They have said to us that, they'd love Tom to stay at their football club, and he is a contracted player, so we're hopeful we can get a deal done that's fair and reasonable for both footy clubs.
And Jack Martin, I mean, the Sun said you made some progress on the weekend, but how close is that?
Yeah, once again, we're in discussions with Gold Coast, and just like the Tom Papley one, we're hopeful we can get a deal done there.
Yeah, but both likely to go right down to the wire, you think? Or?
Oh, not necessarily down to the wire. I mean, we've had discussions today, so, hopefully, you know, something can happen quicker rather than later.
Just one more on Eddie. How's the man himself? He must be
I'm sure he is. I actually haven't spoken to Eddie, but I know he's in town. He just had to pass his medical today, so I'm sure he and his family will be delighted to be back.
There's a positive with Mark Pitney joining your footy club as well?
Well, right at the minute, we're in discussions with Hawthorn. He's indicated that he'd like to come to our footy club, so, we're hopeful to get that deal done as well.
And what does that mean for Andrew Phillips then, as a player who's been offered a one-year deal but's got a bit of interest elsewhere?
Andrew was a required player, but he chose to search the marketplace. So right at the minute, our efforts are trying to get Mark Pitney to our football club.
Thanks, mate.
That was the Carlton perspective from Stephen Silvani, list manager there. Hopeful Tom Papley and also Jack Martin will happen. Sounds like they're pretty confident of that.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I'm not sure that Soss is that much of a romantic. I'm not sure whether he'd see the romance in the Eddie Betts, and either there's a good deal for Carlton or it's not.
I'm not sure he can be in that role.
No, exactly.
I'm not sure there's any room for that. Now, the man on the other side of things was Adelaide General Manager of List Management and Strategy, Justin Reid, addressed the media a short time ago.
Oh, look, Eddie's a fantastic person, and there's a lot of goodwill here by the Adelaide Footy Club, Eddie, and the Carlton Football Club. So he's been fantastic for the footy club and our supporters over the last 6 years, and he'll always be welcome to Adelaide Footy Club.
In terms of an impact of a player who's sort of come from another club, I mean, he's made a bigger impact of any, so I'm sure that the fan base will be disappointed to see him go, though.
Oh, look, I think there's always disappointment when you lose a quality player like Eddie, but at the same time, we're rejuvenating the list, so it's exciting about the youth that we've got coming through as well. And as I said, Eddie, he'll be back at Adelaide Oval, I assume, next year, and we'll get a good opportunity then to, say goodbye.
Just in terms of the deal, were you paying any of Eddie's wages next year?
Yeah, we'll be paying a portion of that. So, I mean, a lot of clubs work through those arrangements. So, in good faith, we're working through that, and, we'll pay a part of that.
Will Brad Crouch be an Adelaide player next year?
Yeah, I think we've already said that already, that he's a contracted player required, and he'll be at Adelaide next year.
In terms of a couple of the guys that you are letting go, does that free up space and does that guarantee that you can pay Brad the money he wants to stay at Adelaide, though? Does that sort of help that deal?
Look, I won't go into the specifics behind the scenes. Yeah. So, obviously, it's always a flow chart when it comes to the salary cap and who we pay and how we go about it. So, I guess it helps into the future. But, yeah, we'll work with that behind the scenes.
Any update on the Keith and Hugh Greenwood situations?
We've had a bit more dialogue over the weekend with that, but yeah, still a little bit apart on those. So we'll have those conversations, I guess, over the next 24, 48 hours.
Just back on Eddie, can you give us a timeline, as best you can, as to when he first requested a trade? There's been sort of murmurs around for some time, but can you tell us when Eddie first alerted the club that he wanted to move to the Blues?
Look, I think it's just, I'm not sure if there's a timeline on that, Mitch. I think sometimes things change in life, and I just think it's a great opportunity, I guess, for Eddie and his family to get back to Melbourne. As I said, it's a bit of a fairy tale where he started at Carlton Footy Club, and he still deeply loved the Carlton Footy Club, and it was a very hard decision for him to move to Adelaide. And I guess, you know, what he has been able to give the Adelaide Football Club and their supporters over the last 6 years has been fantastic. And, you know, Eddie and Anna and the family always welcome back the Adelaide Football Club.
Any clubs come forward on Josh Jenkins as yet?
Not at this stage, no.
Justin Reid from the Adelaide Football Club.